We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. Well, I should say attorney, lawyer, and barrister extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, you sent to me over the weekend, and it was maybe the laugh of the weekend for me. I call them urinal cakes. You said they're like urinal mints, but you put them in at bars and restaurants. You know, some people throw ice in there. I don't think a lot of these places be using ice now when they put in this new one that has, it looks just like the little piece you see at the bottom of a urinal for women. They actually put something there to help with drainage and so cigarette butts don't go down. But it's a picture of who?
It is a picture of our governor, Tim Walz, right on the smack dab on the top of it.
And the guy, okay, you said the guy sold out his first run.
That's what I've heard. So I got connected to him via a friend, and I was told about these things. I'm like, I got to see these. And because I've joked with clients about, hey, you should do this. And, you know, and then this guy's doing them, and he keeps posting, and he has, like, he's apparently sold out of his first run of them. And they're all over, primarily in, you know, greater Minnesota where you and I are. I heard a rumor that there are several places out near you.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
One, of course, you know which one I'm talking about. You know that Norm's got them in his already.
Well, I know Norm's the guy that had the billboard out, and you walk into the place and, you know, we serve everybody but this guy or something like that. It's hilarious.
Right. Right. So, you know, you can't ever say that our governor is not good for business because one person in particular has done really well because of him.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Governor. So, you know, and the thing that bugs me, but it was so simple. Why didn't we come up with that one?
I know. I want to see who's brave enough to get him into the urinals at the Capitol.
Oh, that would be funny. I mean, you could certainly get him in. Now, here's the question. Who do we go to see about making toilet paper with the governor's face on it? Is that hard to do? I don't know how expensive that would be.
I don't know, but I'm sure that's going to be equally lucrative.
Jeff, we might be onto something. We'd better act fast before somebody else does it. I got to find a novelty.
Yeah. Well, hey, we already had the Tim Walz clown masks. You know, that was the first round. He's been a cash cow for a lot of entrepreneurs this last year.
We need to jump on this one. All right. Now, speaking of jumping on things, you have a client that's – are they totally jumping out of Minnesota or are they just opening a new venue in Wisconsin?
No, the irony, Bob, is they have to open a new venue in another state. And, of course, we're talking about Tattersall in order to keep their employees employed in Minnesota.
Come again? Can you have to explain that?
Why? Yeah. So Tattersall is licensed, as all our other smaller distilleries are, as a micro distillery.
Okay.
We lost a distillery called 45th Parallel to Wisconsin originally because the licensing fee was $30,000 here. It's much less there. So the legislature created they passed a law that created a definition of a micro distillery and provided that the cost for a micro distillery license was $1,000. Okay.
Yeah.
But they define micro distillery as someone that is producing less than 40,000 proof gallons. Okay. So Tattersall is coming close to the 40,000 proof gallon limit. And the only distilleries that can have cocktail rooms, so you can go there and have cocktails featuring that distillery's, products
okay
is a micro distillery. So they were, and they have a lot of people employed, servers, bartenders, and the like in their cocktail room. So they have tried multiple sessions to get the legislature to bump up that cap from 40,000 proof gallons to something higher so that they can continue to grow and keep their cocktail room.
Sure, makes sense.
And special interests, you know, were against that. They've lobbied the legislature, and we've got a Republican state senator who's the chair of the Commerce Committee in the Senate, Gary Dames, who will not hear any liquor bills. That's real productive. And he has told them flat out he will not hear this bill in his committee twice now. And they're going to be up against, but if they're going to be up against the limit, they're going to go over the limit and have to shut down their cocktail room if they keep expanding here in Minnesota. But if they go over to Wisconsin, because each state controls the liquor trade in their own state, the Wisconsin production doesn't count against their Minnesota license. Therefore, they can continue to grow, but not lose their Minneapolis cocktail room. So they're going to have this beautiful destination distillery. They're actually moving into the old Shopko in River Falls. And Minnesota doesn't get that because a distillery can't grow that big here in Minnesota. Otherwise, they will lose the right to have a cocktail room. So welcome to Minnesota liquor law, so we can't have nice things.
You know what? And it would not surprise me if many other businesses, or certainly like Tattersall, but any business, River Falls, you go across a bridge and you're there. It's part of it. It's like in a suburb of Minnesota or Minneapolis or St. Paul, in a sense. It's right there the river.
Exactly. And Hudson and Somerset, same way. I can tell you, Bob, that I have three other clients looking at either expanding into Wisconsin or completely relocating to Wisconsin. And I have another client that gave me the question, should they open in Minnesota or Wisconsin? And I flat out said, without hesitation, Wisconsin.
And so they like to drink
this great industry of this great craft beverage industry that we've built up here is going to be lost. And this is not, you know, set aside all the issues with in general about taxes and regulation and the COVID shutdowns. This is specifically the result of the inability of the legislature to ignore special interests and just do what's right for Minnesota businesses.
It's alarming, and what it's doing is we already have a template of what's going to happen, because I'm sure this is not going to be the first nor the last to do this. And why would, like you said, you have 60 plus clients that are in the brewery or distilleries or microbreweries that you represent. You just basically told us that if any of them ask you, you are going to tell them to look into Wisconsin. And why not? You're looking out for their best interests.
Well, part of it was, you know, because I'm licensed to practice in Wisconsin as well as Minnesota, and so we'll be continuing to work with Tattersall. And as we were doing some research for some various questions that they had about, you know, some things that they could or could not do within their new space, I kept reading through my two-volume treatise on Wisconsin liquor law and realized that there's a lot of things that my clients are pushing for here in Minnesota that they can't do that they could do in Wisconsin. So I said, it's probably less exhaustive just to move than to continue to bang your head against the wall in St. Paul and ask for this stuff and be told no.
Well, and I also think that if they make that move, you can still get those walls, urinal cakes or mints in Wisconsin. It's close enough. People will certainly know whose mug that is. I love that thing, Jeff.
Well, yeah, bars over in Wisconsin love the guy because he's been really great for them because their sales have shot up every time he shuts things down here.
All right, Jeff, we got to get on that toilet paper idea. All right, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Thanks so much. BS Show, take a quick break. Be right back.